Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hello, it is your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby. Episode 103 of the Kicks and Shit Show. We back. We got our air horn back. You know, it's been a while, guys. I mean, I know we had an episode last week, but like we had like 3 weeks off with sickness. So it's like we're still like, I'm like, what's the intro? How do we do this again? Like,
I know, Jay. You put me up and you're like, hello. Walter Cronkite, relax, right? I mean, I was like, this is the Kicks and Shit Show, my friend, not Late Night with Gerard.
Oh yeah, the Quiet Storm. Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes, you know. No, it is It is, you know, it's summertime out here in these streets. Gabby, how are you? You are on the West Coast because that is your West Coast background. What's happening in the West Coast streets?
Rocking my Sparks gear from Playa Society because your girl has tickets tonight to the game. Very excited to see the Seattle Storm play as well. So I'm trying to get
ready. Shout out to the legend Sue Bird. Shout out to Stewie. You know, all the ladies over in Seattle. Of course, shout out to Neka Gumake and Liz Cambage and all the friends over in LA.
These are two of my favorite teams, so I'm very excited. Not just from a team standpoint, but from a player standpoint, right? Like, those women that you named are all, like, icons in the league, and especially as we're building up to WNBA All-Star coming up next weekend, you know, that's something that I've been kind of following along a bit more closely. And for those who are not into the W yet, let me tell you, like, in the way that when football season ends, we want more football. When basketball season ends, you got more basketball. And the ladies were really fucking good. So tune in. I feel like I'm going to have to give a shameless plug. I'm not sponsored by the WNBA. But
if they want to sponsor us, we'll happily, you know, we'll take some merch. Shout out to our girl, Jenna Lemontelli, by the way, who is the in-arena host for the Connecticut Sun. Doing big things up there in Uncasville, Connecticut. You know, listen, basketball never stops, right? Like, it's constant. There's always a league. There's always something going on. Shout out to the W. These ladies doing amazing things. Look, we're going to get into some sneaker talk, but, since we're started talking about the W, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Brittany Griner situation. By the time you guys hear this, who knows what things will change by then, but as of today, she did plead guilty to having hashish oil, which, like, what are we talking about here? Like, this is not like fucking Tony Montana and smuggling in like millions of pounds of cocaine and heroin. Like, this is hashish oil. It's not even like actual marijuana, right? It's oil that goes into a vape cartridge. Like, what the hell are we actually talking about here? And for those of you that know, like, this is a geopolitical thing with, like, you know, Russia flexing its authority on the U.S. and holding one of our citizens with impunity and all the nonsense that goes on with politically between our country and Russia. So, you know, but free BG, hopefully she gets home. I was seeing stuff today where it's like she could serve up to 15 years. I'm like, what the hell are we talking about out
this
here?
This has become a crazy circus. And for those who have not been following, I feel like we've been talking about this for a little while now because it's been going on for a minute, but the fact that she has been detained for this long, the fact that, you know, to your point, Jay, like, this is geopolitical. This is not about an actual crime. I think it's leverage. It's a celebrity. I also think, like, for those who don't know, and hopefully a lot of people who listen to our show know this, but, you know, a lot of the WNBA players play abroad during their offseason and make a lot more money doing so. So it's like there's so much to unpack with this whole scenario, right? Like, this affects her career. This affects everything, you know.
I mean, just her life. I mean,
even if she comes home immediately, like, what does the future look like? So, BG, definitely in our thoughts. Like, this is like a major story. And if you guys aren't following, please make sure that you're following, because I know America right now is like a three-ring circus in general. Add this to the mix of, like, every other day it's a different headline. But I'm hoping that there's some kind of resolve in the near future. Hopefully by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
wild.
Oh, man, it's just tough all around. And again, you know, prayers to BG, her family, that she's able to maintain and stay strong. And look, like, you know, Joe Biden and, like, the rest of, like, America's politicians, Secretary of State, like, do something, man. Like, you know, there's got to be a prisoner swap. Like, this is like, come on. Like, let's just do the right thing here and stop letting politics play with people's lives. This is a human being we're talking about here. We need to be better.
I agree. And I think, you know, social media is so interesting. The way that it delivers news, right? And, you know, we had Christina Williams on who talks about, like, social media journalism, which in itself is fascinating. You get, like, the clickbait, the headlines, the snippets, right? And, like, or the more, like, Cliff Notes version of a story. And even just seeing, like, Biden's outreach to BG's wife. Like, I'm glad he reached out, but why did it take so long?
Right.
Like, that's what I want to know. And then what's the action that follows it up? Like, you know, I agree with you. I think this is a crazy mess. And, you know, this is what I love about the W in general, is that they always put support behind causes that matter, especially if they're connected to the league and connected to teams, right? It's like one player is the whole league. And that's what I think has been beautiful to see them come together, you know, to support BG. And it just, it's been a wild ride so far. And like I said, I'm optimistic that there's a resolution soon, but who knows with the way that things have been going.
And Megan Rapinoe, retired women's national soccer team player, she was getting the Medal of Freedom today at the White House, and she had BG's initials or name sewn onto her suit jacket lapel. Many NBA players have tweeted out support. I'm pretty sure that at All-Star WNBA All-Star Weekend next weekend, there will be a ton of BG-focused stuff. And like, it's, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, look, you know, enough of thoughts and prayers, right? It's like action, do things, you know, to stop this, really what we would call a miscarriage of justice, because that's clearly what it is. So hopefully BG can get reunited with her family soon. Gabby, you know, before the show, we started talking, so we transitioned delicately here, about sneakers and like how, you know, the sneaker news has been quiet. Like even like releases, like, yes, the Pandas are still like, all right, whatever. But you know, for the most part, it's been like, all right, it's been a little chill. The obsession with the twos and that being a thing right now, which of course your girl Gabby is not into, I'm not into either, but if that's you, do you, you know, I thought it was an interesting time, and it's something that probably one of our former guests, TJ Kiesel, would speak to. This is a good time, guys. It's like, it's a little bit slow. It's summertime. Go through your collection and your closet and check out what you got. What are you wearing? What are you not wearing? What's on ice? What do you have multiple pairs of that you're like, oh man, I forgot I got three pairs of these? Because some of you collectors out there got a ton of stuff. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a ton of stuff, but it's more like, you know, what can you sell? What can you, if you don't need the money, what can you donate to someone who might need, right? Like, just, you know, think about ways in which you can refresh or you know, reshape your collection.
I totally agree. And I think, you know, it's lows in the summer. So sometimes we forget like highs that we're not rocking as much. In general, it's like, it's a good time to let go of things that are maybe not as seasonal. If you're not wearing them, if it doesn't have sentimental value, like, I mean, I've been inspired since we had TJ on the show, and I have like a sneaker fund, right? So if I sell a pair, that's what I pool from if I want to get a new pair, if I'm at my budget for the month, right? And I think budgeting is so important. Like, your girl's never going to miss a rent payment just for a pair of kicks. There have been some close calls over the years.
We know some of you out there might consider that.
In these mature streets, not so much. But I will say there's so many ways also, you know, selling is such an interesting topic because every platform has its own nuance, right? Like, and different like barriers to entry or even ease of entry, right? Like, I think like you look at like an eBay or at another lane and that you get like a community. You're buying from a human, from like a small business of sorts, or from someone who just has a really cool story about their sneakers versus like a StockX that, you know, is dead stock only. And I think like, but the point of entry is easier. You can just click on what you want to sell and that's it. And then you can look at places like, I think I've been seeing a lot of people selling lately on Instagram or linking to either Depop or Poshmark, where it's like that gently worn pair. And especially a lot of these sneakerheads, like that's what we talk about all the time on this show is community, right? And how social media has been a vehicle and a driver for that community now. So a lot of your favorite influencers, guys, or sneakerheads that you follow, keep their stories. Sometimes you might get some good uncut gems for a deal in your size.
Good old uncut gems. Wait, I gotta, you
know, uncut gems.
Yeah. That's a good one. We gotta shout out to what's her face? Fox. What's her first name? I'm like, something Fox? Julia Fox.
I was like it's not Megan, that's for sure.
Yes, we know it's not Megan. No, you're 100% dead on there. I'm with you on that. Like, there are, I love the idea of if you're selling, put it aside for a fund. Look, also rainy day, guys. Like, I don't know if y'all are paying attention out here. We talked about it last week. Recession's kind of here. Things are, you know, you might want to just slow your roll a little bit and, you know, start storing away, because it might be, you know, we might be having some cold months for a little while here. So you want to make sure you're able to take care of yourselves, especially those of us. Those of you who are in the gig economy, you know, you're freelancing, you got, you know, it's, you know, pay attention out there and you know, try to use your sneakers, you know, especially the ones that you don't wear that are just sitting there on ice that you really, you know, as Gabby said, they're not sentimental. You just got them because you got caught up in the hype. Whatever. It doesn't look.
It happens to all of us.
It happens to all of us. There's no shame. Right. It is what it is. But if you're like, you know what? I don't really need these. Let me go ahead and see what I can do. eBay, Poshmark, Instagram, whatever. Whatever floats your boat or finds your lost remote, as Outkast would say. You know, there are a couple sneakers. I don't know if you saw, Gabs, the Jordan brand released pictures of the new Air Jordan 37. And I got to say, I like them a lot. I was like, oh, wow. Look at me. I know.
High altitude for you.
Yes.
A little bit. Okay.
Well, you know, I did enjoy the Air Jordan 35s a great deal. So, yeah, it's like, you know, we always talk about, right, like after we get like up into the 20s, you're kind of like, do I really like these shoes? But the 37s, the new images came out. I like them a lot because it, you know me, I'm a minimalist when it comes to my sneakers, and it kind of goes back to that look, right? And I'm like, oh, it's not too crazy. There isn't a whole lot going on with it, right? Even the colorway they released, right? It's just kind of like very simple. So I'm like, ah, I like it. We're back on this train. The other piece of it is, you know, a release that I saw, LaMelo Ball. Of course, you know, he signed with Puma. He has the MB.01 Lowe's. Those are dropping in the new, in the Charlotte Hornets team colors. Now, for those of you that are into like matching your, you know, outfits and all that, Charlotte Hornets colors, the teal, those are, especially in the summertime, those are some nice colors. I recommend, if you like those mellow shoes, check them out, the Lowe's. It's a white base, you know, white summertime, blah, 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 blah. And blue and teal accent. I like it a lot. So you guys check that out. Let me know what you think about the white and blue LaMelo balls. And they're going to do those, obviously release them in, you know, various team colorways. It's interesting. I wonder what other NBA players are wearing LaMelo shoes. You know, there's a thing where like, all right, like KD's like, all right. So like rookies will wear KD's. Speaking of Chet Holmgren in his NBA Summer League debut was rocking the KD15s. Got a shout out from Easy Money Sniper himself, who was like, excellent first day on the job. Nice kicks. Like, you know, I wonder, like, what do you think the limit has to be when you're like going to rock somebody's shoes, right? So like if you're PJ Tucker, are you going to wear LaMelo Ball shoes?
Another level. Absolutely not. I mean, I think he'll maybe wear like a Giannis. I don't know. It depends though. If like LaMelo shoes are fire and they come out with something that's heat. I mean, PJ will wear it, you know. I think probably not because it's not Nike. I think that's more
right. Well, that's that. Like, yeah.
They'll stick with the Nike family and Jordan family. But I mean, I think it depends, right? Like, it depends on if you're sponsored by a brand.
But it's like level of player, right? So it's like, all right, right. I mean, like,
you know, I'm rocking Kawhi New Balances out there, respectfully. You know, I think
you're right. Well, to your point, how many New Balance athletes are there?
I was going to say, and that's no shade against New Balance, but it's because. Right. It's within that family. And I think when you're a Nike athlete or a Jordan athlete, you just have a lot more to choose from. And I think, you know, each of the different styles also dictate is indicative of like your build, your composition, the way you move, right? Like, we all know what happened when Zion was rocking Paul George, right? Like, you know what I mean? It's some of that is a functionality too. Like, I'm always shook when I see people rocking old school Jordans on the court, and I'm like, this is like a practice game, because at this point technology has come so far in the newer sneakers, it can be hard to go back, right, to a shoe that's older like that. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a statement if you're rocking someone's shoe, especially if they're in the league. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
and like,
for sure.
Money Sniper, I mean, legend, but like
legend.
Oh, you don't want to be the wrong end of that tweet, let me tell you. So.
And then players will often say like, oh, like if I'm hooping against a guy, I can't be rocking his shoes. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely not.
like, right. It's a whole other thing, right? Where it's like, okay, but I'm not really trying to rock your shoes while I'm trying to like beat you on the floor. So that's interesting. But New Balance, looking at their roster, they got some guys, right? Commission Kawhi, Zach LaVine, Darius Beasley, Jamal Murray, DeJounte Murray, Aaron Nesmith. So they got, you know, they got some guys. They definitely got some guys over there. You know, I think, like we talked about last week, how many, you know, I think the brands are really going to limit who's getting a signature shoe.
100%.
And who is just going to get an existing silhouette that, you know, gets some specs that they like. Do you know what I mean? I mean, so like Jason Tatum's a Jordan brand athlete, right? Like, I mean, he wears Jordan P's, right? I mean, like that's he's not getting a shoe like Luka, right? He's not getting a shoe like Zion. And as good as Jason Tatum is, right? It doesn't seem like that's the thing. And, you know, Jason Tatum's an all NBA player, like just playing the NBA finals. Like, but, you know, selling moving units nowadays, right? Which is what these brands are thinking about as they decide who's going to get a whole marketing campaign and push behind them. Only people who we really believe can move units. And right now, Jordan's brand, I mean, think about it. The Westbrooks, like the why nots, like those didn't do that well. The Carmelos, Chris Paul, like we're talking about legends in the game. And
yeah, I mean, it depends on what it looks like. Like for me, I prefer the mellow Jordan ones. Like that was a great colorway, right? Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. I think that's where for me, I like the kind of nuance, right? Whether it's a mm-hmm. colorway versus a signature shoe. Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, and I think that's what people forget sometimes, right? Who aren't as close to it. And it's not just the shoe, it's the R&D, it's the silhouette. Mm-hmm. It's something that mm-hmm. that player needs to perform in as well.
Yeah.
And it's something that is, you know, needs to be a little bit different versus the other signature shoe. And then it's the marketing dollars that go behind it, right? It's bringing in that athlete, how to sell it, how many colorways, what is like the 5-year plan around that, right? Like that's where I think that, I know we talked about this last week, but that's where Zion's shoe is so interesting.
Yeah.
Because he's been hurt. So it's like some of this has already been in play before you even know what these athletes are able to do and are capable of. But I agree with you. I mean, I think there's a lot of amazing, talented players in the NBA that don't have a signature shoe. And that's okay.
Signature shoe's not for everybody, right? It's not going to be a thing. I think Zion, you know, New Orleans, he just inked his rookie designated maximum extension contract. Look, because New Orleans is like, even though he hasn't played, we know when he does play, this guy's worth it. I mean, in the 84 games he's played so far, like he already produces as one of the great players of all time, right? I mean, so he's already the best interior scorer in the NBA, right? So, I mean, like this is a guy who if healthy, like, yeah, he's going to be a super duper star in the league. He's going to put him on all the marquee games, Christmas Day, opening night, this, that, the third, right? Like this is going to be a thing. And, you know, I believe Jordan Brand's going to try to tie into the whole Marvel superhero aspect of things, right? With because he's like such a, when you look at him, right, he's such a physical specimen. It's like, oh, is this Thanos, is this whomever, right? So I definitely see that with Zion. And then with Luka, it's interesting, right? Because Luka can tap into the foreign market, the European market, right? Because he's got such a following over there. But he's also, you know, he's up there, right, in terms of like a recognizable name and someone that the casual fans know. And I think that's a big part of it, right? Like it's like what Steph Curry's super popular, right? And it's casual, like your grandma knows who Steph Curry is, or at least has heard of him, right? Like so that's the idea, right? Who is that person that crosses over and your mom or your grandma and someone who doesn't watch sports is like, or you know, it could be your dad who doesn't watch, whoever has they're not a diehard NBA fan, but they've heard of this person. Oh, that's a big deal. And so, again, I think that's the hope with Zion. If he's healthy this season, he makes All-Star, All-NBA, and the Pelicans are really good. It's going to be huge for Jordan. I mean, all the people in Oregon right now are sitting in their offices with their fingers crossed.
They're hedging their bets right now.
And they're like, please let this work. Basketball guys.
Zion, basically. It's like, but
yeah.
I think that's a great gauge though, Jay, right? It's like, if your grandma knows, I'm like, my grandma's pretty with it. Grandma Charlotte knew all about Kobe, you know, my love for 23 as well. But I think that's true, right? Like it's, and because we're so in it, it's almost like we forget how some of these names don't really like, they're player. Like, I feel like I could name, I could say Jason Tatum, right?
Right. And your grandma's like, who?
I'm like, yo, he's on national commercials. Yeah. Endorsements, things like that.
Wait,
like,
I don't know him.
In the NBA Finals, and people are like, "Who?" And they're like, "Oh, is that the guy?"
And
he plays Drake. And I'm like, "Yeah."
He plays in a big market. Like he plays in Boston. Like, not like he plays in some place where no one knows.
Like, but I think that's what it is, right? Like, who has that like large celebrity appeal?
Yeah.
And I think you know some of the others that I like. You mentioned the Westbrook, like the whatnots, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's where something that like leans more into design in a way from like
not
that
great map. Design.
No, but I think it's cool and interesting and quirky in the way that he is, right? Like,
right,
and I think there's things that are cool about that. Or like, if you look at like the what the dunk, right? Like, to me, that like is a classic silhouette, and it is homage to a bunch of different iconic dunk styles and collabs with the materials from them. But aesthetically,
yeah,
I feel like whatnots kind of give that vibe where it's like almost like a bunch of different colors and textures and things that like wouldn't make sense if you took them apart, but together it like weirdly works,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like, what the whatnot? But and to me, like that's where it becomes more about design than just the player. But how do you separate that player and who is that person? I mean, like obviously Space Jam 2, people know LeBron. But,
oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, your grandma definitely knows who LeBron is.
100%. I mean, she probably thinks he's handsome as well. You know, she's all drink of water. So, but you know, Jewish grandmothers. But I think beyond that, like to get that like true superstar.
Yeah,
I think it's like a good, almost like a baseline of should we do a signature shoot? Do people know who that is?
Yeah.
And then that starts the dialogue, right?
I think that's it. Like, I think we've talked about it. The brands are moving away from that. Like, you're not going to see LeBrons and KDs who've got 15, 17, 18, however many years LeBron has of shoes out like that. Again, unless you are like that person, right? And I'd love to know what the numbers are on Giannis's Nike Zoom Freaks. Like, how well do those sell? And Giannis is an MVP for crying out loud. You know what I mean? Like, I just, it's, again, who has that appeal that everybody knows? You're like, oh, I know who that is, right? Like they are a celebrity beyond the sport they play, right? And that's what you have with some of these guys, but not with all of them. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see over time. You know, the draft just happened. What new guys we see there? You know, is Chet Holmgren someone that they think? You know, but you know, there's all that old adage: big men don't sell shoes. And it's like, well, is that true? It's about connecting with the audience, right? And however that happens, and yes, there's something about how when you're a huge person, you don't connect with the average man because the average man is not small. It's not large, right? They're small. But you know, we'll see how that works.
I mean, size isn't everything, Gerard. You know, sometimes it's all about the design and it's about the other components, right?
I was like what the hell is this woman?
I also think though, like, you know, there's so much going on in the summer, right? NBA 2K League, NBA 2K.
Summer League happening. Yeah.
Going on. We got Dykeman. It's like the most beautiful time for me for basketball. Like the summer, those months, because you get playoff basketball to kick things off.
Right.
I think, you know, that's where I'm excited to see, like, when they look at like the next, there's been a lot of teasers around like the new artwork around the
cover
NBA,
art,
right? That's been really cool. So I always love to see who are the cameos that make it into the game as well. I think that's something that 2K, and we talk about this and I've talked about this for a while, but 2K to me is like almost like a microcosm for like real life. I think they do such a beautiful job of bringing in reality of like, it's almost like that was the metaverse before the metaverse was a thing that people talked about, right? Like,
2K is so popular. Obviously, it is the most widely played NBA basketball game in the world. And yeah, take a look. Those of you gamers out there, pick up the new 2K when it comes out. See if you recognize anyone who's in 2K that may have been a guest on this show. But that's what they do, right? They bring in real live people, their Twitter feeds, right? Like people who are popular on NBA Twitter, right? That's who you're able to find on these things. But, you know, as we said, it's summertime, you know, the weather's fine. Everybody's enjoying themselves. You know, this is a time to sort of like get your vacation on, kick back, enjoy, you know. Shit, I mean, we're already mid-July soon, and summer's about to be over, not too long.
Don't say that, Jay.
I mean, it's true.
It's my birthday, so like, let's go.
Well, yes. I mean, it's so funny. Everyone.
It's low season. We'll call that. How about that?
Everyone said that. Well, it's not there, it's my birthday. It's like, well, let's just be real, right? Like, we got about, you know, 7 weeks left, 6.5, something like that. So,
very different than over. But you know,
well, it just time just flies when you get to be this stage, right?
Oh, it really does. It's so crazy. I think, you know, I'm hoping that time will fly faster till some of the better releases drop this fall. But yeah, it really does. It's crazy that we're already in July.
Looking forward to the fall release calendar, and of course the holiday releases. We know we're gonna get some nice heat. And you know, SneakerCon is in Vegas coming up next weekend. So I'm sure there'll be some, those of you who are out in that part of the world.
Hit me up, y'all.
Yes, hit up Gabby. But also, like, you know, let us know what you're seeing out there, right? Like, I think you got on the plane, Disney Con. You're like, oh my God, everybody here is going to Disney Con.
It's going to be a jet going to Vegas. Let me tell you. I think Atlanta last year, I got on the plane and our girl Jazz was sitting in like the second row. And I'm like, oh, group one just boarded and there's no overhead space. I was like, shocking. This is playing the Sneaker Con. No one wants to check that shit just in case.
Hell no. By the way, folks, who checks their sneakers when they travel? Not me.
I don't know. I have one friend, so this is a true story, whose husband checked like a bunch of heat on the plane.
Shit.
They lost the bag.
Shocking. Lost.
But he was able to claim for the resale value of the sneaker. So he was like, yeah, all right. I mean, like, this is kind of trash, but also let me see if I want to get some new heat. Cause you know,
I mean, that's cool. But what if you had some sentimental pairs in there though, that you can't get back now?
Why are you putting sentimental pairs?
Well, that's my whole point about not checking sneakers in the first place. So.
I feel like I always think of like the episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I don't have a better frame of reference, when Kim jumps into the water in the Maldives. $75,000 diamond, and Courtney goes, she like has a meltdown, and Courtney goes, it's like some people don't have water, Kim, like at perspective, and it's like. That's this bitch wearing $75,000 earrings on vacation. Like, I mean,
at
for her, $75,000 is like a high five and a handshake. So,
but at the beach, at the beach, why are you wearing that at the beach?
I don't travel with my heat, even if it's on my feet. Nope. Mm-mm.
So shout out to our friends at Jordan Brand, because when I do travel, I've got my lovely Jordan Brand backpack, which, as we all know, has the sneaker compartments in it. So that's where my sneakers go. In my Jordan Brand backpack and in my travel sneaker case that come with me on the plane.
Yes.
Ain't nothing going underneath in the belly of that plane. I mean, besides like, you know, my normal stuff, but you know.
I mean, I agree with you. I had to send actually some sneakers out to SneakerCon, and I was like, do I just rent a car? Like, to me, that feels safer. And I'm like, I don't think I need a 6-hour road trip unexpectedly. Going on. But I was like, can we confirm the address? Is it going to be here? Can it be delivered to my room? Can I get a notification? And then all of a sudden, like, I'm like channeling my Jewish parents inside my brain being like, all right, this has to get here. Whatever it is, in case it's delayed, I'm going to pay for the extra for the early shipment. So it's not there, but end of day shit. Cause you know, I'm going to have like shots at the bar waiting for that box to arrive the night before. Absolutely not.
So folks, here's another little travel tidbit. So, you know, sometimes let's say you're like, well, I don't have that problem, cause I only take a carry on. But you get those ever so often times where they say, oh, no more room. Just take your carry-on, sir, and we'll check it for you. Mm-mm. No. You're not taking that suitcase, my friend. So again, find your, you know, it's not that expensive. I think it was like $75 or $80, the backpack. Get yourself a backpack with sneaker compartments. Get yourself a travel handy case that you're bringing on that stays with you at all times if you are traveling with heat via plane. That's all. Yeah. And you know, and you're not a baller out here and you don't fly private and all that other stuff like some of y'all out here do.
I don't think anyone's flying private out here. I don't know if that's a passive aggressive jab towards me.
I mean, no.
There are
people who fly private. I'm just
100%, you know. And I respect that as well. Like, that's a whole different breed. But I think, like, I feel like Gerard, if they say to you, we're gonna take this, we have to check it, and you'll
nope.
Check it for free, but at the gate, Gerard's gonna be like, great, when's the next flight? I'm gonna go stand by.
Exactly.
Absolutely
nope.
Not.
I will be late to wherever I'm going. Nope.
You, that flight to SneakerCon, I mean, it wasn't actually a flight to SneakerCon, but it was a flight to SneakerCon.
Right.
Everyone was checking their shit. Like, my biggest thing whenever I travel, if there is no overhead, the only reason I care about boarding early. The only reason is overhead space, because I would rather leave it in first class somewhere in front of me.
Yeah.
There's a special place for people who head backwards and put their bag in an overhead behind them when there's space in front of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When there's space in front of them, people will be like, oh, let me just put it like three rows back. And I'm like,
yeah,
that
no.
Everything's so much more difficult. So
I mean, we could do a whole podcast on people's poor travel etiquette and the things that they do on planes. That
it's a no-toe zone for me. Any flight.
Like, oh, I mean, what the anyway, folks.
Real shit, you guys. Real shit. The shit part that we talked about.
As always, thank you for rocking with us. We are part of the Count the Dings family. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, all that at Kicks and Shit Show on all social media platforms. Of course, you find us there with the Woke Bros, Crypto Bros, the original Bomb Show. I mean, this is where it's at, people. Rap Names, Growing Up the Saint, all those podcasts are right there. And until next time, peace.